Heinrich Himmler and his work to destroy Christianity. SS men were married and their infants named in ceremonies designed to supplant Christian sacraments, an approach Himmler also applied to church holidays, replacing them with pagan festivals. Himmler's mania for racial purity, coupled with his contempt for Christian sacraments, which he considered fit only for the meek, yielded an exotic program to foster proper SS families. Church weddings were replaced by pagan SS rites presided over by the bridegroom's commander. Similar protocol governed the christening of infants, some of whom were born in Lebensborn centers, free SS maternity homes set up to encourage conception. Celebrating pagan holidays. In a 1936 memorandum, Himmler set forth a list of approved holidays based on pagan and political precedents and meant to wean SS members from their reliance on Christian festivities. The list included April 20th, Hitler's birthday, May Day and the summer solstice, a harvest feast, and November 9th, the anniversary of the Beer Hall Putsch. Climax in the year in Himmler's scheme was the winter solstice or Yuletide, an event that brought SS folk together at candlelit banquet tables and around raging bonfires that hark back to the German tribal rites. Once the war began, Christian symbolism all but disappeared. Now rune-shaped SS grave markers clearly identified the fallen men of a special order. The above quotes were taken from the Third Reich, Time Life Books, the SS, copyright 1989 and 1988, Time Life Books Incorporated, and SS Family Celebrations, Die Gestaltung der Feste im Jahres- und Lebenslauf in der SS-Familie, PDF.